following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in on Still Just Fishing Show. Got to turn this headphones down. Somebody must be deaf using this thing. Golly.
Yeah, I know. You know why that is.
Put the headphones on and all of a sudden it's like, wow.
Say what?
And we got Captain Chip Wingo in here, Captain Chris Nichols, Captain Leon Dana,
Captain Chaos,
and myself, the old man.
The captain party.
I don't know about that old man stuff. I've been feeling it.
I tell you what, I feel it a lot.
Just call me Captain Photobomb.
Yes,
that was pretty good. Those poor people, they're scarred for life.
Yeah, they're probably gonna say, "Hey, man, look at this picture. I've got this nice picture of fish, and Leon's in the back."
Yeah, I have ruined more photos of my clients.
By you should have been out there hanging over the gunwale photobombing that great white shark there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think you'd want to hang out with the gunwale.
I don't think anybody gets anywhere near the gunwale with them things.
That sounds like a "hey, y'all, watch this" kind of deal.
Yeah.
With you.
There was a video somebody posted, I think it was California or somewhere, where the guy stuck the GoPro down in the water and the shark ate it.
Oh, God.
All you see is the guy's like, they're talking. There's two people filming, obviously. Yeah. And the one's got a wand in the water with the GoPro, and he's going, "Hey, I'm getting..." Just ate it. So I guess that one the other day rubbed on Kirk's trolling motor.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, I think that's what he said.
But, yeah, he kept saying something about the trolling motor in the video.
I know he's had a tiger come up and eat his trolling motor.
It's like, how do you explain that to the insurance company?
Yeah, really?
if they fish, they'd get it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, here we go again.
What's that? The wind?
Yeah.
Yep. It's going to start again here. I was supposed to have some 20 to 25 knot nor'easter blowing today with gusts of 35 on the water. So seas 5 to 7 with occasional seas up to 9 feet. That sounds like sheephead fishing.
Offshore.
Yeah, minus the bite.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that what it was like when the guy won it last year? Was it last year when he caught him offshore?
I don't know I think it was last year or year before last.
Cuts the anchor rope.
Yeah.
I'd give up an anchor and a line for that fish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For a 13-pounder, yes, you will.
All right, somebody, just cut it.
Yeah, really?
We're going home.
We're going home.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, because this mini nor'easter they're calling, I guess they're calling it a mini nor'easter because it's supposed to be short, you know, just last night, today, and tomorrow. And then Monday is supposed to calm back down a little. You know, they're showing east-southeast on Monday.
And get warm
and,
again.
5 to 10 knots, yeah.
That's all I need is a little bit of extra wind Monday for the shoot.
But then they're talking also still showing, seas to 9 feet even on Monday.
That's a little redfish ball.
Oh, yeah, man.
Chip's come up on one of those.
A little redfish ball?
Chip, you come up on a redfish school on the surface.
Man. Oh, yeah, a couple times.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing.
You did it once with me. Well, wow. I was in the area.
This is on the FWC Fish and Wildlife Research Institute Facebook page.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Can you imagine just flying over and go, "Hey, what's that down there?" And you fly over and it's just one giant ball of bull reds on the surface.
Well, that was when you were on the, you were out in, back in the day when he was kamikaze on the jet ski fishing offshore. We were down in Canaveral. And we're like, "There's the bait. We could see it from 2 miles away."
Yeah.
Jump up on plane and book down there, and it's the biggest school of redfish I've ever seen. I mean, it had to be like 4 times the size of a football field. And so I grab a bait with a big jig head because we were cobia fishing, and I sling it out there, and as soon as it hits the water, it gets eaten, but I didn't hook him. So I'm reeling it back in, and I hook up on the jig head. So everybody else is rigging it up. Rigging up pogies, and I'm throwing the jig head out and hooking up every time with nothing on it.
Yeah,
and just reeling it through, and they'd eat it. And it was crazy. I think we had 5 guys on the boat that day, and Everybody hooked up at the same time.
You got a picture of all five guys holding
them. Yeah, all five holding bull reds.
Man.
That was the day Leon outdid us, too. I think he had a 50 or something down there, 48 or 50.
50 and a half.
50 and
yeah,
a half.
Yeah, those are the biggest ones I've ever seen, the pods when yeah. the reds are off the beach like that.
I saw one time, you know, down the beach, about halfway between the poles and the sea turtle, you know, the old yeah. sea turtle in down there, Ocean One now, for the people who hadn't been here that long. But it's called Ocean One. But I saw them down there on a pogey pod like that, and they were kind of surrounding the pogey pod.
Wow.
At the surface.
Nice.
But actually, we didn't get any to bite that day.
Really?
And You're then kidding. We left there. Yeah, but I guess they were just all full on those pogies or whatever.
Was
and
water
I didn't
all
want to
clean?
Throw the net. Yeah, I didn't want to throw the net right there, you know, on that pogey pod. You yeah. know, that's what we were doing is hunting for pogies. And so I come to another pogey pod, throw the net, pull up the net, and the thing's fighting like crazy. And of course, I got a redfish. And in the cast net with the pogies.
Oh, man.
So, you know, we got him out, and I got about probably 75 pogies by the time we got him out of there, you know, and everything. Yeah. And hooked them up and dropped them down and started catching them in the other pogie pod. But if I'd had some pogies, probably we would have been able to, you know, hook them up over there. I just didn't want to throw the net right there where the whole school was. You know,
was that last summer?
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, because it's that doesn't seem to happen every summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One day was out there at Sheephead fishing, actually, and this first and only time I ever saw this, was on the inside the South Jetties right before you get to the dog leg in the rocks,
mm-hmm.
and we were just west of the dog leg. And we were fishing in there because it was kind of swells on the other, you know, on out a little bit further. And this school of redfish comes by at the surface.
Nice.
And they were just moving. I mean, just heading out.
Big ones?
Big ones, you know. And, no keepers. But it was a huge school up just coming by us, you know, right there. And we didn't throw at them. Guys wanted to catch sheephead. We didn't even throw at them. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, there's certain things that, like I said, I've never seen that inside the rocks. And I've never seen it since.
Yeah.
But there's certain things like that. It's like, you know.
You damn near bait a lot.
Let's just
yeah.
do it, you know.
We had it happen in Pablo Creek. We were sitting in Pablo Creek. I was on a charter, and I looked down the creek. It's not very wide, and my client's like, is that dolphins coming at us? And I'm like, what? I turn and look, and it was a pod of maybe 15, 20 bull reds in Pablo Creek, which is, you know, that's that brackish water. And I threw everything I had at them other than the trolling motor, taking it off and chunking it at them.
But why not?
They wouldn't touch anything. That's the same day that we caught the tarpon that was swimming by with a cork on it.
Oh, wow.
But yeah. Somebody broke it off with a popping cork.
Up. Yeah.
And I threw out a 52M and caught it, the hook, hooked onto the line. And
it's on now.
But he didn't fight. He was worn out.
That's just right. That's
pulling
right.
that little cork. Oh, yeah. He was worn out. So
well, there's no telling how long he's pulled it, too.
Yeah. You know how when you're fishing or you're out looking for pogies and you see them mudding?
Mm-hmm.
When they're deep, Kevin said last year they were out and they saw all the mud and there was a pot of pogies in front of it, and you know they're fishing for bull reds underneath it with pogies, and it was black drum.
Oh,
and they caught. Wow. They started catching them on every cast. I mean,
that'd
monsters.
Be so awesome.
So that's one of the things you can look for. I found that's the way I found reds underneath them too.
That's one of the things we need to do this year.
Yeah.
Is black drum this year.
We still need to figure them out in the valley because I got spooled. He's hooked, caught two bulls down there.
I caught two bull reds in the last month.
So it's, we've got to figure that out down there because that'll make it a little bit easier than being in a 9-knot current.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
9-knot to half knot.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Boy, it was gorgeous yesterday. And,
man,
it just, I mean, you know, the past few days been gorgeous, but
I
yesterday
know.
Was just plain gorgeous
and warm.
Could not get a fish to bite.
I know.
It was unreal.
I was
just
Captain,
could not.
Captain Whiting.
And I had so many people come by me, you know, in the boats and everything and ask me, you know, have you got a sheephead? We can't find a single sheephead. I never saw, I mean, there was a lot of boats out there. Matter of fact, when I got to the bait shop in the morning.
Oh, speaking of that.
I couldn't hardly find a parking place with a boat and trailer because there's so many people. And then you get out there at the ramp, and it looked like a Sunday morning.
Right.
I mean,
oh,
just
God.
A line
it looked
of
just like that. I couldn't believe it. Middle of the week, I'm like, what
I
the?
Know. All these people.
Vic,
then,
try
but,
that.
You know.
Try that at 45 degrees with a 15-mile-an-hour win. That's what I would
hell
get.
No.
We'll be back.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hooker's offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
Now, he would drive me crazy.
I'll go in. I'll come in with fish. We were talking off air.
This for you.
We were talking off air about cleaning fish, and I'm like, Leon's a machine when it comes to cleaning fish, and I hate cleaning fish. So yes, we'll get back. We'll do a charter down in the valley, and we'll get back. And he's over there cleaning. I walk over and set a bucket down and walk right in and grab a beer for him.
He knows exactly what to do.
I go, hey, hold on to these for a minute, and I'll walk in there and grab a beer.
He knows damn good well if I see you walking through the bar, I'm going to clean his fish real quick for him.
A tranquilizer dart.
Yeah. I will clean those things real fast.
I was sitting there one day and bragging to my clients about how Leon sharpened every one of my knives with this. What's that thing called? The
Work sharp.
Oh, man.
Belter.
That thing is unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
So I'm bragging to my clients about it, and I've got a redfish by the tail, and I'm going down the side, and it went shoot right in the top of my thumb, and blood starts going everywhere.
I'm like,
hold on a second. Hold that note. I'll be right back.
I'm right there from last week. Oh, God.
Yep,
I bought those gloves again, though, the mesh gloves.
I did.
Yeah. I'm like, if it's going to happen. But, I mean, that knife, when he sharpened it, it was so sharp, it went through the bones like butter.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I'm like, ruh-roh. Because I felt it thunk, and I'm like, ooh. So sharp you don't feel it. And,
well, I see that. I got to go, okay, give me a sheep's head. I got to try this out on a rib cage.
Yeah, really.
You know, sheep head are not the easiest fish to clean. But Leon has this little trick on this angle. He goes, done. And I'm like, yeah. Try another one. Yeah. Hey, show me that again.
I didn't see that. I didn't quite see that.
Not sure I got that. Again? Yeah.
About sheep at 7 or 8, I'm starting to look over at him like, you should have this figured out. Oh, I got it. Oh, look, we're out of
sheep head.
All right. There's a YouTube opportunity right there. Yeah. Share the love,
yeah,
brother.
Well, it's like this. I'll bring fish home, and I'll be, Leon, you want to eat some fish tonight? He's like, yeah. I go, cool. They're in the cooler out there. You want to clean them real quick?
That works for me.
Yeah, I found a YouTube somebody doing that to triggers.
Yeah.
A real easy method to clean a trigger fish. I
cleaned my first trigger fish last month. Oh, my God.
Well, I've never cleaned trigger fish. But the thing about it is, to me, sheep's head is like one of the hardest fish, you know, to clean. And if you're not careful about those spines, you know, I mean, it'll get right in your knuckle when you're trying to, you know.
Yeah. What's that? Wait until you see a trigger fish. Yeah. Literally, the best way to describe it is like trying to skin a rhino.
Oh, wow.
The skin is as hard as I stuck it with a knife, and the knife bounced off. I'm like, oh, my God.
It's the only fish wearing body armor.
It feels like, I mean, rhino skin. That's the only way I can describe it. It's the hardest skin I've ever felt.
Man.
I've got a knife. What is that called? That it's a flare knife.
Yeah.
And it's made for cleaning fish. And Leon sharpened it, and I haven't gotten it back.
No, you haven't. It's in my truck.
He's still sharpening it.
No, I don't mind. Is that knife? You still got the knife? Yeah, here's the fish.
Do.
Try it out.
Yep.
So, but I cleaned so many tuna, wahoo, dolphin, and big fish when I was running the sport fish yachts. And it's the big fish I don't mind. Mm. You know, and I would watch guys skin mahi, and I don't skin mahi. You know how they tear it off?
Yeah.
And I don't do that. You know, just do the big cut down, boom, 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 and then lay it back and fillet it off. And, you know, the bigger fish are easy. I mean, you know, your big tuna, your big wahoo, everything is so easy to clean. Then you get scaled critters on, and it's like, you break out the chainsaw, you know?
Yeah.
But, yesterday was, I couldn't believe how many whiting I caught.
Mm.
And they were big whiting. And like I told you where they're at, you know, I've caught them there before, but never in that particular spot. But it saved my charter yesterday.
That's good.
You know, and because I got all excited pre-fishing a little bit before the charter, which I'm not going to do again because it got my expectations up.
Yeah, kind of like, oh, this could be a good day.
This could be an awesome day.
Here we go.
You know, they were late. They were coming from a meeting in Amelia, which is no big deal. You know how that works.
Oh, yeah.
So they show up, and I'm like, and the tide's already pushed up almost to the brink of high, but it's still pushing in, and you're like, you know, we'll trout fish and then, you know, try to get some off the grass. But it was crazy. I mean, I was asking people that were coming by, and like you said, they were had people pulling up to me, are you guys catching anything? And we're like, not really.
Funny, I was going to ask you the same thing.
I know, and I talked to people at the boat ramp, too, when I got back and all. And, I mean, it was just, like, for it to be so pretty, it was almost like one of those bluebird days, you know, even though it wasn't, you know, it didn't seem like a bluebird day because there was clouds and all here and there. But, I mean, it was just no bite.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just unbelievable.
I tell you what,
how many days I've seen like that. Everything's perfect except for the bite. Mm-hmm.
And, well, I mean, the ocean was flat yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's been flat, you know, several days this week. But, I mean, it was the ocean is like a mirror. That's how flat it was.
Yeah.
It was calling, I think, for 1 foot.
You can run wide open those days.
Yeah. And it wasn't 1 foot. I mean, it was flat, you know.
Yeah, that's the kind of days the offshore club guys, they want to run to Elton in the 21 bottom on days like that.
Yeah, I don't blame them because you could have just, I mean, it was crazy how smooth it was.
Yeah,
I mean,
so really, much easier on the gas bill, too, because you don't have to be on and off the throttle all the time.
Yeah.
A lot of those boys that wahoo fished, you know, I went out and fished offshore Wednesday. And I say offshore, I think we went out maybe 18 miles was the farthest we went off. And, you know, I saw the boat ramp was packed with guys going wahoo fishing. And, you know, when it's that slick out there, I'm like, oh, they're hating it. You know, just they don't seem to want to bite when it's like that. But, you know, I guess they worked through and caught a few of them here and there. But, you know, it figures we're catching sea bass and they're all just underneath. You know, and then snapper. I mean, the weights we were using, you pull them up, were ice cold.
Oh, yeah.
you know, and mm-hmm. we're reading 57 degree water temperature, and I know it was colder than that on the bottom, and it was grunts and a fish that I still can't figure out what it is, red snapper. You know, I'm like,
oh, yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I got. That's what I use.
Okay. Oh. Ted just sent that
oh
in.
Oh, my God. Dude, I can make surgical sharp equipment with that thing.
Oh, that thing is amazing.
It's called, what's it called here?
Work smart.
Well, it's only $70. I mean, really.
I think it's less than that, man, at Strike Zone.
Yeah, Work Sharp.
I think I paid $50.
It's called Work Sharp Cabela's Exclusive Electric Knife and Tool Sharpener.
And it's worth every penny of it, especially when your roommate has one.
Yes, especially when your roommate has one. I can put...
Just don't sharpen it near your boat.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you tell that story?
I come out, Leon, standing over my boat, sharpening... You know, our boats are next to each other in the pole barn.
Yeah.
And Leon's sharpening knives left and right, and I'm not really thinking about it. And you know how in the morning how your boat has dew on it, even though it's covered up?
Oh, no.
So it's no big deal. Well,
I didn't think it through, okay? I'll be honest. I didn't really think it
through. Didn't have a charter that day. I wake up the next morning and go out, and, you know, a lot of times I'll take a towel and just wipe the boat off before I drive and get it all wet again on the way to the ramp. And I look down, and it's like, it looks like somebody just speckled my boat with rust.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It doesn't, those little shavings stick, and they don't come off.
Mm-hmm.
So I turn and look at Leo.
I don't remember you just looking at me. I think you said something too, also at the same time.
I'm like, it's so hard to get it off. I mean, even using that oxalic acid that I used, mm-hmm. I buy this stuff from Curry Thomas Hardware. It's in a little box, and I think is it Snowball?
It's $6.
$6. Two scoops make a gallon spray bottle.
Oh, okay.
It's cheap to make it like that. And we have pump sprayers with bleach. And But the key is you take two scoops, fill it up with water, and then put a big two squirts of Dawn in it. And you know how you get the brown stain on the hull?
Yeah.
Gone.
You take that all the way down it. Gone.
Dude, you got to have a disclaimer, so do not use this indoors.
Oh, yeah, you don't use it. I actually used it in my bathroom in the shower, and it works really good, but you've got to turn the fan on and shut the door.
Attic fan and open the windows and but on
that's
attic,
like
you
know? Using Snowballs. Yeah, I use Snowball, and it does the same thing as far as that brown on your boat. I mean, you can spray it on there, and it's just gone.
Yeah.
You don't scrub it or anything. But that's how I found Snowball was one day in my Carolina skiff. I was doing some work in it. And I was trying to, you know, sand this thing. And I didn't want to be, you know, sanding in there. So I thought, you know, brilliant. I'll get me one of these, like, steel wool pads, you know, an SOS pad. And, it worked great. And like you're talking about, the next morning, I got rust everywhere.
That's
everywhere.
Yeah.
That's the stuff. I took a picture of it.
But, I mean, that stuff, you know, we make up a gallon sprayer.
Snow cap.
And, yeah, snow cap.
Snow cap.
Right there. But you can take it and literally... inside your live wells and everything else. I had a one of the sealed plastic lure that's holders, you know, the tackle boxes, the fold-up Plano ones, and it was saturated with rust all in. You know you can never get it out, so I'm like, oh, I'll try it. So I sprayed it in it real good and let it sit and left it overnight, came back and rinsed it out, and it looked brand new.
Yeah.
You know, it takes it all out. But
steel wool is awesome for polishing up. When you're aluminum, starts to get a little hazed up from salt.
Oh, yeah.
But, man, I'm telling you, it's just not worth it sometimes because it gets
brass
everywhere.
Wool.
If you can get it all out of the boot.
Brass wool, that real fine brass wool. And what's that stuff called? Woody wax. If you take that, and it'll shine it right back up. You know what I'm told by Adam is to use WD-40 on it. You spray WD-40 and wipe them down, and it'll keep them clean too.
Okay.
You know, because I mean,
you're talking about your
stainless,
top?
Yeah.
But platforms. Man, that thing trying to grab a hold of it.
Well, you clean it. You clean it with it.
I mean, even if you wipe it off, but you got to kind of wash it off because I'm. If you just kind of spray it on there and just like wipe it off,
I buy WD from Ace Hardware by the gallon.
Yeah.
That and what's the purple stuff, the degreaser?
Yeah,
Somebody on one of these shows come up with and said, hey, watch that stuff. There's some of it that'll actually eat up some kind of metal there.
Yeah, it'll eat some of it. It'll eat the anodized.
Yeah.
You want to kind of really kind of test it a little bit. You know, if you're trying something new like that, test it on a little place.
It was like Simple Green or something. Yeah, they said, oh, watch that Simple Green.
222-8255 is the number to call.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A second woman has now accused Virginia's Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault, saying the Democrat raped her 19 years ago while they were both students at Duke University. A lawyer representing 39-year-old Meredith Watson issued a statement on Friday alleging that Fairfax had carried out a, quote, premeditated and aggressive attack back in the year 2000. Congressional bargainers working hard toward a border security deal amid indications that the White House was preparing to accept a bipartisan agreement that would give the president a fraction of the money he demanded for his proposed southern border wall. Bargainers say they expect money for physical barriers to end up well below the $5.7 billion the president has been requesting. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 63 points at 25,106, and NASDAQ up by 10. This is SRN News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-B-I-B-L-E. 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, February 15th through Sunday, February 17th. It's the Jacksonville International Auto Show at the Pribe Osborne Convention Center. Check online for daily show hours. Friday, February 15th at 8 p.m. and Saturday, February 16th at 4 p.m. See and hear Stop at the Times Union Center. And Saturday, February 16th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
Are you guys looking for a morning show that is fast-paced, entertaining, and gives you all the news without all the nonsense involved? Listen to Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Monday through Friday, right here on FM 101.1, AM 600, Talk Radio, WBOB, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Roger.
And we value your input as well, so feel free to call in.
That's right. Mornings from 6 to 9 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, on FM 101.1, AM 600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Good traveling this morning. No delays to encounter. As for the weather, going to be cloudy and windy today. Looking for a high of 61. And cloudy and breezy. 20% chance of rain tonight down to 56. Up to 30% chance of rain. Cloudy skies Sunday through Monday with a high tomorrow 66. Down to 61 on Sunday night. And up to 77 for Monday. 57 currently. AM 600. WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning.
I still miss the wizard of the waterway, right, Captain Vic Tyson.
Yeah, we're having a little bit too much fun in here.
I like that hat, by the way. That hat is awesome. Yeah,
which one is this?
The El Cheapo.
Oh, okay.
With the camo. That's awesome.
Yeah, I like that one.
That is a good one.
El Cheapo's coming up, too. We're going to be talking about that.
It is. Mark's and I.
Yep, I'm going to be following Captain Vic around. I'm chartered for the tournament.
No, you never follow him around on that day. Remember what he always says? That's the one day he feels. Is it that or flounder?
That
you fail to catch the big one on that day. It's always the day afterwards.
Sheephead.
Yeah, okay. Tournament.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he takes a ringer with him now. He takes Jessica out there with him. He's got that ringer thing going on.
I tell you, it's funny because she's fishing with me 2 years now with me and Mike. And Billy Brown, 2 years now. And she had never caught a sheephead before then. So I was kind of concerned about wanting her to catch a sheephead. So when she get a bite, I'd watch her rod, and I'd kind of coach her into catching it, And that first year that she won first place lady angler.
That's right.
She caught more sheephead than Mike and I did.
That's awesome.
And I was like, wow.
Did you take her out to pre-fish first, or was this ready, set, go?
Yep, that was it, because I was working right up till the tournament there.
Yeah.
And now, so far this year, I have not caught one over about 8 pounds, 8.5 pounds.
It was probably good that she didn't pre-fish, because then she's like, oh, okay, so I know. I'll just, every time she felt that, she's probably like, oh, okay, I remember that.
Yeah.
She's probably on it after that.
And last year she got third place lady angler.
Yeah.
And I think we come in, I forget, we won $100. What's that, 15th place or something we came in last year.
Yeah.
And but anyway, I think the year that she came in first place, Yeah, I think the year she came in first place, I think we come in like 17th or something like that. It was way up there.
Yeah. What about Gabby? She liked doing that?
I haven't had her fish in a sheephead tournament, It's kind of funny. The first tournament she ever fished was the Browns Creek Kids Tournament, and she won first place.
Oh, nice.
First tournament she ever fished there.
Sounds like they have a ringer running the boat.
Of course, that was off their dock. That wasn't the kids tournament, but... But it's pretty neat, and usually this time of the year I'm kind of fishing different places and catching one or two big, talking 10, 12 pound, sheephead. This is the time of the year for the big females like that. But we have not, on my charters and stuff, we have not caught one over about 8.5 pounds, which is not going to do anything in the tournament.
You think that has anything to do with all the dredging going on?
I think that has a lot to do with it.
I think that dredge has done more damage than we realize.
Well, there's two or three going on right now.
At least. And we were out at the jetties day before yesterday and today, and on the outgoing tide, you got a ways after it starts going out. If you're out away from the rocks, bottom fishing, it gets strong fast.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're up next to the rocks sheephead fishing, it doesn't get strong until, the tide's been going out a couple hours, And then when it, just before it starts getting strong, here come the mud all the way out there. And the dredge is down there, just west of Rick Ryle's house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's getting closer to Sisters Creek right now. Now, what's really concerning me about this dredge is, I know this is not the deep water dredge thing, that they're always talking about doing, for the bigger ships. This is supposed to be the maintenance dredge,
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But when I saw them out there just west of the ferry, they were outside the red buoy, outside the channel, and the rocks was coming out of their bucket. So they're pulling out the rocks on the side of the channel that's outside the channel.
Yeah.
And when they're coming by us out there at the jetties, the other day I kind of rode pretty close to the barge and looked,
mm-hmm.
and there's some major rocks they're taking out there, not just dirt, but rocks. Now, that's going to be great if you see about the area where they're dropping them.
Yeah,
because they're dropping a whole bunch of rocks out there, offshore.
Yeah, they just annoyed me. I didn't pay attention to the one you're talking about. The one in Mayport was using the bucket.
Yeah,
are they getting these big rocks by breaking them off with that bucket?
I guess so.
Huh.
I guess that's what they're doing. Because you'll see as they dip it up, you know, when they come up and they start opening the bucket, you'll see the water, of course, dripping out of it, you know, running out of it, not dripping, but running out of it. And just before they get, or right just after they open the bucket, of course, the rocks you'll see fall kind of first through the mud, you know, because when the bucket pulls up, it's full of mud. And, you know, the rocks are generally in the bottom of the bucket. So when they start opening it up,
yeah,
you'll see those rocks falling, you know, before that all that mud comes out, you know. And I'm looking at that thinking, I mean, we fish the edge of the channel. I mean, talk about marker 25. So,
hey,
you know, once they get in that area, they're gonna ruin all that bull redfish fishing in there because those rocks are right on the edge. And if they're moving this even outside the edge of the channel, I mean, they're going to remove a lot of rocks.
Yeah, I think they're trying to widen it out.
Sounds like they're widening.
So two rigs can pass.
When I hit the little jetty coming up towards Sisters yesterday, there were two car containers coming in, one outbound, one inbound, at the same time. And I'm looking over, and the dredge is right there, too, which is just outside of the marker, the red marker.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, looking at it, and, you know, you never used to see that in that corner over there before they took out the little jetty.
Yeah, I'd have to stop and say, I got to see this.
And, yeah. Oh, I slowed way back, and I'm like, I'm going to watch this before I cross the year.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Well, I've been hearing a whole lot of, you know, where I live up there right off the river. I hear the five quick blasts a lot.
I don't doubt
up
it.
In there.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, that's the one you always just cringe when you see somebody anchored up in the channel, and you're like, oh.
And they're throwing their arms up in the air like, hey, we're here first.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't have a clue. Are we doing something wrong?
It looks like there's been some decent trout fishing up by your way, though, too.
Yeah. That's what I've been hearing, too.
Yeah. I saw some nice pictures.
How far up? Really? How far up?
Like, up by you?
Up by you.
Arlington?
I'm going to have to go check it out.
Nice pictures of gators caught.
Yeah. I mean,
nice gators.
Well, we had some, like, absolutely terrible water. I mean, floating crap where I was like, how long is it going to take me to clean this boat up? I was thinking I'd have speaking of bathtub rings on the boat.
Yeah.
What do you think I got in the valley, buddy?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that since you guys both work the valley so much.
Looks like
How does that flow work? Okay, yeah, you got horrible. Water coming in from St. Augie. You got a little bit of flow coming past Sisters and pushing up that away.
There's a tree down there, and that's where it splits.
I thought that tree died. I thought we had another marker.
Now
it's the dead tree.
Now it's the dead tree.
You got to remember, first of all, St. Augustine is 16 miles away, okay?
Yeah.
The water going out and coming in from St. Augustine does not reach Palm Valley, not even remotely. It didn't even make it hard. I don't even think makes it up to Palencia, okay?
I'd say it makes it about there because see the clean water push come in. And if it's real dirty, not to interrupt you, Leon, but if it's real dirty.
Oh, no, you're good at that. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know. I try. Yeah,
okay.
So if it's real dirty, you've got to run a lot of times down almost to the airport.
Yep.
To where you start getting that green water.
The line.
Yeah. You know.
The airport is pretty wide, you know, up in there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But the problem is that we have all the water, when it rains hard, Sawgrass kicks on their discharge pumps, and they pump all that water out of Sawgrass and TPC, and the water on the other side, they pump it right into the ditch right there. So it's all got to go right past us, and the water just goes up and down. That's all it does in there. It doesn't dilute. I mean, with southern water or northern water. So it's just a real slow saturation where it's just got to bleed off. My water looks like tea from that rain 3 weeks ago still.
Oh, wow.
It should be crystal clear.
Huh.
Need more oysters. Filter feeders.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons I think they're doing all that research down there on the oyster growth.
I haven't seen much work down there on them lately.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they were doing it north of the river there to open up some places, you know, in the intercoastal for oysters.
Or where are they?
North of the river. Yeah.
They don't need to do that.
When I was going to those waterway commission meetings, you know, they were talking about that. Yeah, I hope they don't do it either. I just assume buy my oysters from somewhere else and leave those out there for what they're, you know. And that's why we have so many of them up here. I mean, I know there's a place when you get almost St. Augustine, you know, there's an open area for people to go out there and do it, you know, but I just hope it doesn't open up here. I mean, I can remember fishing out there like at Simpsons Creek, Nassau Sound and all, where you had the little signs.
Yeah.
When they leased all those areas, you know, and, you know, where you weren't supposed to touch the oysters over there, but we fished around them a lot. But, you know, over the years, those oyster beds now have grown, and they're great.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
They come out there and wipe them out there here and there. 222-8255 is the number to call. Let's give us a call. Let us know if you're going out there today in this 25 knot oyster.
Knock we'll yourself out.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun, but at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hooker's offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. Let's get Bill on the line. Morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, Bill. Good.
Sounds like a party going on over there.
It is.
It's a hot line.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having a pretty good time. You know, I don't get to see these guys very often. Usually it's like at the boat ramp for like 5 minutes. Okay, we got to get customers on board and go, you know. So,
well, that's because when you show your cooler off full of fish, nobody likes you.
I didn't show it off yesterday. I can tell you that. We stuck a whiting in the, we caught one whiting that was a pretty nice whiting, actually, and caught him on a quarter of a crab on top of rocks. So I was kind of surprised, you know, because usually the whiting, you know, you get out in sandy areas or whatever. But so anyway, I put him in the live well, and it's a good thing I put him in the live well, not the cooler, because they're like, yeah, we don't want to keep one whiting. So
right.
I got back to the boat ramp, and he just his lucky day.
You were replicating my last tournament effort.
He went for a boat ride.
Yeah, he went for a boat ride. So maybe he'll wind up in the intercoastal somewhere. We catch him again.
Is it Leon? You know,
Vic, I've been perfecting my please, Mister. I'm trying to feed my family face down there.
Yeah, is that one still working?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I wonder if these.
Well, we only got one fish, sir. Here's some for you. And I said, oh my God, I have six children, and they're going to be so thankful.
I wonder if these fish think it's an alien abduction.
I swear by that.
When they get let go.
Yeah. You let him go, and he's like.
Fish box.
Yeah, you throw him somewhere. You throw him back somewhere else, and he's like, man, this is a whole different world here.
And then he finally finds the school, and they're like, yeah, get away from us. We don't, you know, this fish is crazy.
But wait, I lost 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
I was fishing Tuesday and Thursday, and there's total opposite days. Just total opposite.
Yeah, this Tuesday week has been so weird.
It has.
Yeah, I fished and got five real nice trout on Tuesday. I was fishing by myself. And
yeah, saw those pictures.
Thrashing around.
Yep.
Hey, Bill.
We were coming. Yeah.
I see you were fishing on a three fishy day. And on Thursday, I dropped two fishies, according to that little planner thing they got in the fishing connections.
Was Wednesday a four?
Really?
It's
like three. It was still three. Hot.
Yeah, because Wednesday was hot.
So what was yesterday's?
One.
No fish? Oh. I should have been a no fish.
It's a skeleton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like beg for fish in the parking lot.
That's about it.
We went way up into Clapboard on Thursday. Ted showed me some spots up in there, and he caught a couple of sheephead that looked more like little sunfish, pretty little things. And we caught some other kind of fish. They looked kind of, I don't know, bass like. They were pretty silver, a little bit of yellow. They weren't yellowtails.
Sand trout
fish. Yeah, yeah. Look it.
Good tarpon bait.
I don't know, but. You know, that makes sense because one of them had on what I believe was a sea louse.
Uh-huh.
A nasty looking little thing. I had a hell of a time getting them off the fish with my knife.
Yeah, it looks like a little trilobite.
Yeah.
Is it one of those things that looks like a. Yeah, yeah.
That's sometimes you put
a little roly shell on.
Big roly pull.
Sometimes you put one of those big old black drum in the boat and you got about maybe 50 or 60. Damn. Yeah, they got 50 or 60 of them come off of them, Bill.
Give them a flea card.
I looked them up.
Yeah.
And they devastate, especially farm salmon, you know, when they raise them in those great big nets offshore.
Yeah.
But they will hurt, they said, sea trout. They didn't say speckled trout, so I don't know if it's the same thing, because it's West Coast stuff.
Well,
but it's yeah. They'll decimate them in some places.
Huh. A speckled trout is called a speckled sea trout. So,
well,
so
I don't
they,
know.
So they might have just said sea. Kind. Yeah, they might have just said sea trout, and takes you know in consideration all of those, like the right. You know the sand trout, the which weak people fish. Call weak fish. You know,
yeah. You know, I've never seen one of those parasites on a trout.
Yeah, you know, speckled trout.
Yeah, I've never seen them.
I don't think I have either. Even on a big trout.
This is my first.
I haven't.
But now the sand trout possibly. Yeah, but
yeah, because the sand trout I think is on the bottom. You know, more so. So I think maybe, and I don't know this for sure, but maybe it's easier because you know for them to get on them on those bottom fish because actually I see them on black drum and see them on red drum, and hardly ever see them on a croaker. You know, I mean,
part
I've
of
seen,
their molting process is they're mobile. They're larvae. They're mobile. That's when they snatch the fish. They're not like ticks.
Huh.
Well, you know, like
but, so, I would think that they were. You know, that they were like when they swim around because you can actually put them in a little like a little bucket of water and watch them, and they'll actually swim.
Hmm. Yeah, but can they catch a fish?
I don't know. You know, I have no idea.
But and if these if your sand trout is the same thing as yellowmouth trout, it was not a sand trout. I don't know how many kinds of trout we have, but I know what a yellowmouth trout is.
Well, we actually have what they call a silver trout, mm-hmm. which
oh,
is
I hate those
we,
little things.
Yeah, we always call them yellowtails.
I hate those little things. Base killers.
That's what y'all call them, yellowtails, but we've always called them yellowtails because their tail's real, you know, real yellow.
About that big?
If that.
Yeah. Oh, I hate
most,
those things.
Most of you catch are about 5-6 inches, maybe.
As soon as I start hooking those things, yeah. We're moving. I'm sticking around.
Because,
we well, we were fishing in a hole, and yeah, and, yeah we were getting sounds bite after right. Bite, a little tiny. I think I caught 3 or 4 of them. And then we went up, and Ted is using the most beautiful shrimp I've ever seen on a lure. I mean, the thing was unbelievable. I wanted to eat it. I mean, I went for it twice, and he got it away from me, but he was throwing it.
No hookup.
Was it a voodoo? Yeah.
I got a voodoo shrimp, which I hate, by the way.
I love that lure.
Do you?
Yes.
Was it a holographic shrimp?
Is that voodoo that soft one with the flexi tail? I like that one.
Let me tell you, the holographic shrimp that they come out with, I forget who come out with it, but anyway, they gave me a box of them. I've got a bunch of them. Probably, I say a bunch of them, probably about 20.
Yeah, that's a bunch.
They're real holographic shrimp.
And, like I mean, they, likes, yeah.
they just flash so good in the water. And I don't know, just haven't
they caught you.
That much. Yeah,
they caught you.
Just haven't caught,
they caught you.
But of course, I didn't buy them. See, that's a good thing. But they're real pretty shrimp. I mean, they're different colors: chartreuse, red, pink.
How many have you caught off?
You know, yeah, how many have I caught on?
Off? Yeah, how many?
Nothing. No. Well, you know, I've said here on the show about the old story about the man that goes in the tackle store and says, you know, man, you got a lot of these lures. The fish must like them. And he goes, I don't sell them to the fish.
Yeah, so, exactly. That's exactly where I'm going with this.
There you go.
You.
Yeah, it's,
the antennas on his shrimp were just so flexible. It was so lifelike.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
The DOA. You know, we're you
maybe he'll
now
maybe
you're going to make us start looking for
if
this.
You yeah. take, if you take yeah, that find out shrimp. What it is. If you take the voodoo shrimp and put it on a popping cork, especially that one Rob Coxey has, you can throw a mile in the wind, and you take, there's a little groove on the bottom of it, and you put the Procure shrimp in it, and yeah. and you throw that pop it, stop it, you will catch everything on it. Reds, trout, flounder.
Holy crap.
We caught a sheep head on it.
It's the voodoo?
Voodoo.
Hey, yeah. Was that bait, was that shrimp you were talking about, was it on built on a jig head?
No.
Okay.
Has it got trebles on it?
Luminescent. It
has, yeah, I'll try and look it up.
Like a shrimp in the water.
Well, I just texted Bill. I mean, just texted Ted, and he'll let me know, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah.
But there ain't no telling, you know, because you've lifted Ted's tackle box before, so.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was yelling at him last time we went out.
Yeah, when we go out, we have to watch which side of the boat we put that on.
We call it the steamer trunk.
It's like a shipping container.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, I appreciate it. If I find out, I'll mention it.
Got